This is Marked, a band of fanfic featuring members of Panic at the Disco, written by Rennie Days and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG-13, contains the pairing of Brendan Urie Spencer Smith, and was written for Lib, who requested skin writing. I thought I was going to write porn, but this happened instead. I gave it to her and said, "I don't even know, dude, I'm sorry." And she said, "No, really? Yay!" Because she's a sweetheart. And I think she thought that was the end of it. But I always did mean to go back and write her porn. Sorry, baby. We both know better than that. In the beginning, it's all fun and games. Spencer starts it. He comes out into the bus lounge in the middle of the night, or what passes for the middle of the night on a tour bus, and finds Brendan sound asleep, sprawled across the couch in a pair of low-hanging pajama pants and nothing else. There's a Sharpie on the kitchenette table, rolling gently back and forth with the motion of the bus. Spencer is tired and maybe a little punch-drunk on the sudden bout of insomnia that seems to have sprung up on him, and Brendan kind of sleeps like the dead. It's like fate or something. He's grinning like an idiot the entire time he creates his masterpiece. Brendan squirms a little in his sleep as the Sharpie skims over his skin, and his breath hitches a time or two until Spencer almost thinks he's waking up. But he doesn't, and eventually Spencer sits back and surveys his work with a satisfied smile. Brendan's chest now proudly displays the words, "Property of Spencer James Smith, V, and Associates," in perfect block lettering. With elaborate shading and everything, Spencer is nothing if not a perfectionist. Beneath it, in smaller print, all caps, he's added, "If found, please return to Panic at the Disco, care of S. Smith, R. Ross, or J. Walker. Thank you." It's pretty awesome. Feeling daring, he finishes up with a whimsical penis drawing on Brendan's forehead, caps the Sharpie, and goes back to his bunk. He feels like maybe he can sleep now. Some indeterminate amount of time later, he wakes to the sound of Brendan's shout of laughter from the bathroom. Spencer grins into his pillow and goes back to sleep. The Sharpie won't come off entirely, no matter how hard Brendan scrubs. At the show that night, his forehead is red and raw and still bears the faded outline of a penis. Brendan can't stop laughing and refuses to let the makeup girl cover it up. Ryan tries to glare him down, but is too obviously amused himself to be very fierce about it. Besides, John has not stopped giggling once all day. And nobody really has the heart to take away anything that makes him so happy. The show that night is one of the best they've ever done. It's almost a month later when Spencer wakes up and stumbles blearily into the bathroom, only to find a ring of extremely tiny black print circling his right nipple in a careful spiral. He squints, struggling to read the small writing backwards in the little mirror. When he finally gets it figured out, he can't help bursting into laughter himself. Copyright Brendan Urie, 2009. All rights reserved. Unauthorized distribution is prohibited by law. It becomes a game. It borders on flirtatious, and Spencer knows it. Marking each other with their own names while they sleep, little messages of ownership and assertions of authority. But they never discuss it or act any differently around each other because of it, so it's easy to brush off how strange it really is, how intimate it really is. It's just a game. Brendan spends an entire day apparently unaware of the words "All hail the great and powerful Smith" scrawled across his upper back and shoulders. The next morning, Spencer wakes up to find, "Have you accepted the love of Brendan into your heart today?" carefully inked onto the soft, pale skin of his stomach. He laughs quietly, and does not think about Brendan crawling into his bunk while he was sleeping, bending low over his belly with his Sharpie in hand. Spencer may have started it, but it's Brendan who escalates it, months after the game began, with a string of bubbly cursive letters marching boldly up Spencer's inner thigh one night, when it was too hot to wear more than boxers to bed. It's the simplest, and yet most telling, message yet. Brendan Urie was here. Spencer can't breathe for a long moment after he's managed to decipher it. That's a lot more direct than anything else they've ever done. There's a whole lot hiding in those four words, a lot of things being said between the lines. Brendan Urie was here, spreading your thighs and sitting in between them. Brendan Urie was here, with his hands on your skin, barely inches from your cock. Brendan Urie was here, and you slept through it. Spencer takes a deep, steadying breath before pushing his way out of the bathroom. When he sits down across from Brendan at the table, Brendan smiles like any other morning, but Spencer can see something watchful in his eyes. He smiles back and turns to mock Ryan for his dorky yellow wife beater. And he knows full well he's saying just as much with his tacit acceptance as Brendan said with his words. It makes him feel a little shaky and breathless, and maybe a little terrified. He kind of likes it. There is a box of latex gloves in the venue dressing room. They give Spencer an idea. He steals a pair, then digs out the barely used bottle of black nail polish Ryan still carries around in his toiletry kit, even though it hasn't been touched since Halloween. That night, he pours the nail polish into a shallow dish. It barely covers the bottom, and puts on the gloves. He leaves a perfect black handprint on Brendan's chest, right over his nipple, and another one on the front of his thigh, just high enough to be pointed, fingers spread possessively wide. "Courtesy of Spencer Smith," he writes, just above the waistline of Brendan's boxers. Brendan's eyes are dark in the morning, and they follow Spencer around all day. Three nights later, they have a hotel night. Spencer waits for Brendan to take a room key, and then, with his heart pounding somewhere near his throat, he casually but deliberately takes the corresponding key. Brendan smiles, slow and wide. The ride up in the elevator seems to take 100 years. Ryan and John are chatting idly about what to watch on TV, and Brendan is a silent presence next to Spencer, almost close enough to touch, but not quite. When they get into their room, Spencer closes the door behind himself, holds his breath, and turns to pointedly flip the latch. When he turns back around, Brendan is wearing a wicked, playful smile and pulling a Sharpie out of his pocket. Spencer swallows thickly and smiles back. The end.